What's up? This is a Movies On Up special report. Dave and I were going to do a little Batman discussing this episode, but we decided to make it its own episode so we can spoil the shit out of it and make it really easy for you. If you haven't seen Batman, just stop now. I mean, I know you like listening to the sound of our voice and just soothes you and makes you feel good inside.
Unless
you don't want to see.
We are going to spoil the shit. We're not going to hold anything back.
We'll save you $9.50 if you want.
Because we disagreed. We were just going to talk about it briefly in the episode, but we have such differing opinions on it. So
we don't know if our opinions are all that different
because
wouldn't let me talk about it.
I know, because I wanted it to be fresh. So let's just get right into it. Dark Knight Rises. Thoughts?
You know what? I didn't go into it thinking that it was going to change my life like a lot of people, I think, did. I wasn't so jazzed up to see Bane or anything like that. So my expectations were relatively low, and it did satisfy my relatively low expectations.
I loved it. I got nervous about it. I expected...
You got nervous that it was going to suck.
Yeah. Expected to dislike it. And
why did you think you would dislike it? Just because you had such high expectations?
Because expectations were high, and then reviews started coming out where it was stuff like Dark Knight Rises disappoints, or it doesn't wrap up the trilogy well. So I started kind of falling into just the headline hype. I wasn't reading reviews. But then as of Friday, I kind of started reading too much. And I did know...
You came across some spoilers.
I read a lot of spoilers.
Well, I didn't read any reviews. I had read that Rotten Tomatoes pulled down all their reviews, and I'm guessing that was because they were pretty spoiler heavy. And I know there was an article in our local paper here that kind of panned it a bit. And I stayed away from that, too, because I didn't want to read it. I didn't want to know anything. I just wanted to go in and just watch the damn movie.
See, I had the ending spoiled for me, but I'm fine. I'm not a spoilery person. Like,
yeah,
half the time I spoil.
You'll do that
myself.
On purpose, yeah.
Because it's not necessarily the destination for me; it's the journey. Like,
sure.
I can know the ending, but that doesn't ruin watching it leading up to it. But reading the ending, I didn't like the ending. That kind of tricked me into thinking like I'm not gonna like how this plays out. But then I went and saw it. How they got to those points?
Help me out. When it said it spoiled the ending, like what part? Like, oh, the French chick is bad. Like, what got spoiled for you?
You know
exactly?
What? I knew Marion Cotillard was playing Talia al Ghul. Like the whole time, that was spoiled months ago.
All right,
but so I knew that forever ago. But
That would probably suck. I mean,
I saw it coming. I like Talia al Ghul. My daughter's name is Talia, so like I like Talia al Ghul. So as long as she's in it, like I'm happy. But I knew about Batman dying at the end, and then I knew about Bruce Wayne living.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I knew about the Robin thing.
Yeah.
And JGL taking over for Batman. Like I knew all of that stuff, and I didn't like any of that in my head.
Oh, I didn't like any of it in the movie.
But then I watched it, and it's like I like how they got there. I was happy with how they got there. The Venice thing was set up nicely.
Yeah.
It was set up perfectly along the way. Not saying it's a flawless movie, but I mean, I'll rarely call a movie flawless. It did have its holes, but a lot of the stuff that people are complaining about is super nitpicky.
We talked a little bit about one specific internet site that was kind of, had a lot of nitpicky things to say. I'm just curious, as someone that is not in love with the movie, if it's maybe anything that I didn't like about it.
Well, here are the biggest gripes I'm hearing that I understand. How did he get to Gotham at the end?
Yeah.
That's a big...
I guess he walked.
That's a big question. He had no money. He had no Alfred.
And what was the time frame at that point? I mean,
we
were a couple days.
Well, in a Christopher Nolan movie,
time
is a variable. It's like there's no really concept of time. They did it in little stuff, like right after the back was broken, Bane says 5 months by my calculation, talking about the bomb.
Yeah.
And then it gets to, I think there was somewhere where Batman said he had like 6 days.
Watching the news reports, that kind of keeps you.
And then you cut to Gary Oldman, Commissioner Gordon, saying like, this thing goes off in 18 hours.
Yeah.
The time is rough, but he does enough where if you're paying close enough attention, it is. But so much time just gets skipped.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I mean, it's a 2-hour, 45-minute. That's fine. You kind of have to do that.
Oh, sure. And the stuff that was skipped was just, kind of taking over Gotham. But why? Like, what the fuck was the point of any of that?
What, taking over Gotham?
Yeah. Just going to blow it up anyway. They were all going to die. That was their plan, right?
It was to make Bruce Wayne watch Gotham burn.
But they weren't watching him watch it. He could have turned the TV off in the jail and nobody would have known.
But then they come back and kill him.
He could have died trying to climb up out of that bitch after, you know, 3 weeks. And then, you know, we're just sitting around for a couple months like, well.
But I mean, this goes back to what Ra's al Ghul wanted in the first in Batman Begins. It's a continuation of his plan.
I understand,
but he just wants to watch it crumble. He wants the rich to suffer. He wants the poor to rise up. Like, he wants equality amongst people, and that's what they did to Gotham. That was to make the statement and then destroy it. It makes sense on somewhat of an evil maniacal plan level.
I think it makes sense on the James Bond evil maniacal plan, where it's just way overcomplicated for the sake of overcomplicating things.
It's a comic book movie.
Yeah, I understand.
This is my biggest complaint about people, is somewhere along the line, people are trying to forget that this movie about a guy that dresses up like a bat and fights crime, they're trying to convince themselves it's not a comic book movie.
Well, yeah, but I think
this was the most comic booky of the three.
They're not doing that on, like, without any kind of prodding from the director. You know, even from Batman Begins, this isn't a comic book movie. You know, this is a movie with a comic book character, but it's more grounded in reality. It's more gritty. So I think when you do things like that, when you try and make the character more real, more relatable, then some of the suspended disbelief is going to go out the window just by virtue of the tone that you're setting for the movie.
But even if you go back to Batman Begins, that was a comic book plot by Ra's al Ghul. I'm going to destroy the water lines and release this toxin into the air, and everybody's going to see their worst fears.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very comic booky plot. Like, Batman, people forget how comic booky Batman Begins was. But this one was even more so. But I get the how did Wayne get to Gotham? But then there's some of the other complaints. Some people don't like the prison. They don't understand the point of the prison. And why build a prison where somebody can escape? That's the whole point
of
that
prison.
Well,
really, only one person ever did.
That's explained in the movie.
Yeah.
That is why it's so torturous, because you can see freedom.
You can see the hope.
But you can't get to it. So you're not just rotting away in a dark room. You're rotting away with hope right there where you can reach out and grab it. But you can't reach it. So, I mean, that
doesn't bother me. That never really.
Yeah, no. I mean, some of it's nitpicky.
But I mean, while we're on the prison, like, you know, they sort of explained like what happened to Bane, why he had to have the mask on. But I mean, what kind of facilities were there to put that mask on him? Is it the hole in the ground? How the hell?
Yeah.
First of all, how the hell do they get TV? Number one.
Yeah.
Like, who's gonna install that shit?
Well, and I mean that's.
I'm guessing they probably had some kind of cherry picker to lower the guys down, and you would think when the cable guy's down there like installing like Digital Plus or whatever,
a converter box.
Oh, or like one of those set top things.
But,
yeah, we're good.
But like going back to the prison, another complaint that it's reasonable is when you break your back, it takes more than hanging by a rope and getting punched in the back to fix it.
Did he actually break his back? Because they had said that a vertebrae was out of place. You can slip a disc, which essentially is what that sounded like. And I did like that about the movie. Like, I'm not a huge comic guy, but I know that in the comics, Bane breaks Batman. Jesus Christ. Batman. Exactly. That happens. And I liked the way that, you know, they did give a nod to it in the movie, but yeah, exactly. If he would have had an actual broken back, it'd take a long ass time to get over, and there's no way they could have done it within that movie.
But like, a lot of people complain that, you know, you see crotchety old man Wayne at the beginning, and he has to overcome that to become Batman again.
It's a bionic leg.
And then he gets defeated, and then you have to watch him beat that again. So you watch him rise twice.
Well,
but
I mean,
in the first one, he's not rising from anything.
Yeah,
he's just coming back.
Well, yeah, that's
it.
And
a lot
of
people complain, like, why do we have to watch him overcome this twice?
I don't know that it was much. He didn't really overcome anything the first time. He was just like, yeah, okay, I'll do it.
He had given up.
Well, he had given up. They didn't need him. They said it. It's peacetime. You know, Commissioner Gordon's a wartime guy. This is peacetime. So, okay, you don't need Batman. But Yeah, I mean, I did think it was a little bit convenient. Like, if all he had to do was put on this magic knee brace, why the hell didn't he just do it in the first place and walk around? Like, okay, don't be Batman, but don't use a cane.
I don't know. But that's a big complaint. The two that make sense to me are the how to get to Gotham and his back healing so much.
Well, and I think I can I'm not a doctor, but I think I can explain the back thing away by when it's more just a slip disc.
Because I think people think like, oh, Bane broke his back in the comic book.
Yeah.
So they assume the back.
Yeah, that's what happened. But I mean, they did address that. They said that there's a vertebrae out of place.
And that's the thing is a lot of the complaints people are having are addressed in the movie. Like, Christopher Nolan writes very...
You just have to pay attention and listen to what he's saying.
Yeah, he writes very exposition-heavy dialogue.
Right. Like,
he gives you a lot of story through dialogue instead of giving you story. Which, speaking of, that's one of my complaints, is Matthew Modine calls John Blake a hothead multiple times.
Yeah.
And then Joseph Gordon-Levitt, given his backstory, is like, oh, they just didn't want some hot-headed...
But he wasn't really a hothead at any point.
So is he does he have anger problems? Because he didn't convey any whatsoever. Uh-huh. He was very calm, very level-headed. So it's like, are we supposed to believe he's just got this temper? Because even at the end, like, trying to get over the bridge, like, he kind of stayed relatively calm.
Yeah, even when they're shooting at him, he's well, you killed us all.
Yeah, but that's natural. Yeah. That's not being a hothead. So, like,
I know.
Got. I didn't understand that, like, giving us that character trait that's not portrayed in anything he does. Because at first it was like, okay, maybe Modine thinks he's a hothead because he always does what he thinks is right and not follow orders. But then he's giving it in his backstory about, oh, some hot-headed orphan.
Well, yeah, maybe they were just trying to stretch to draw the parallels to maybe Bruce Wayne being a bit of a hothead. I can't say that I really saw, other than trying to take the mantle over as the next Batman, what purpose Joey did in that. I mean, what did he actually do in the whole movie?
Oh, I don't...
You know?
I think he served a huge purpose
What
in
did
the
he
movie.
Do?
He was the peacekeeper when Batman was gone.
Well, I mean, sort of,
he was essentially
but...
the sidekick without being... The sidekick. Like, he got wheels in motion for stuff to happen.
But you don't think that Gordon would have been able to do that by himself?
He didn't.
Well, I mean, I think he didn't by virtue of...
Gordon's dead in the hospital if Blake doesn't come to get him.
I don't think so, because he put the gun on Blake.
Yeah, but still...
Gordon took care of himself. Blake was late. If Gordon was going to be dead, he'd have got killed by that guy way before Blake even showed up.
But does Batman even come back if John Blake doesn't come to his house and tell him?
I think so. I mean, shit hadn't really got that bad yet. You know what I mean? Like, if shit would have got real, the Batman would have come back. It just so happened that he got prodding from, you cut off the funding to my orphanage. Oh, you need to check yourself. Bruce Wayne, you ain't paying for nothing. Where my money
at? See, and that made perfect sense to me. How, like, Joseph Gordon-Levitt knowing Bruce Wayne was Batman. He's a detective. Detectives play on guts. Like, and as soon as... I mean, they confirmed it for him. He had an intuition that Bruce Wayne was Batman. The second he says, what if I come back with a search warrant for the murder of Harvey Dent?
Yeah.
The second Alfred lets him in, that's giving credence to the fact that he's right.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just that detectives do that. They play on their gut. And I thought he explained well what gave him that idea.
Yeah, he explained that he knew who Batman was. But I still don't think, other than, you know, kind of doing... And I almost think it was like, all right, the studio said, we want to do Robin. Christopher Nolan said, absolutely not. We're not doing that. This is my movie. We're not doing it. And this was kind of just his way of saying, all right, well... If I have to do... This is how I'm going to do it.
See, I don't know the studio got involved in this at all. Really.
I mean...
Because they wanted Riddler.
They wanted...
The studio had their way.
They wanted Riddler, but I thought years ago they wanted... Almost as soon as the second one came out and, you know, had been released in the theaters, they were talking that, okay, studio wants Robin for the third one. And I thought I remembered that Christopher Nolan was just vehement about, you know, not going to do that.
Yeah.
And this was kind of a way to...
Make
to
the
do
fanboys
it.
Happy, but... Well,
fanboys
don't want Robin for the most part.
Yeah.
To make the people that want Robin happy because they kind of get him.
Sort of.
Kind
of.
They
is
really
it,
don't.
Is it a Robin or is it like a Nightwing thing?
I don't think it's either. I think his name just happened to be Robin and that was thrown in there for the fans. If anything, he's the next Batman. Like, that's how I took it.
if they go forward into the Justice League, do you think they're gonna take Batman that's not Bruce Wayne?
No,
into
I
it?
Think this is done. Like, I think
so. They're gonna have to reboot Batman.
Oh yeah.
So if they're gonna reboot Batman, what was the purpose? I mean,
he just ends his trilogy. The whole point of this, the whole point of Dark Knight Rises was that it doesn't matter who Batman is. Batman is a symbol. Batman is a symbol that makes people feel safe. The man has nothing to do with it. Batman exists.
Well, yeah, I guess
Batman
Gordon
exists
said that.
With or without Bruce Wayne. So, you know, Bruce Wayne can be dead. Batman can still be alive. Like, that's the whole thing of the whole thing. Like, the last shot is Joseph Gordon-Levitt rising up in the Batcave. I mean, it's just... The Batman is there. Like, it's a symbol. It doesn't matter who's behind the mask. He's turned it into a symbol.
Well, it does. In the instance that Bruce Wayne was in the League of Shadows and could kind of handle himself.
No,
like,
I understand
Joseph
that.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's a cop, which doesn't make him uniquely qualified to be
He's
Batman.
He's a good detective.
Well, yeah, and Batman was, you know, the best detective, the world's greatest detective. But, like, you know, he could also kick people's asses, and I'm not sold.
But what other problems did you have with it?
I think that most of my problem was the intricacies, well, not intricacies, but like the whole plot to blow up Gotham. I was like, well, if somebody's got this trigger and, you know, essentially they were going to blow it up 11 minutes early anyway. I thought, well, why not just blow it up as soon as Batman shows back up? Just fuck it. Why not blow it up, I don't know, a month before Batman shows up? He was gone for so long. Like, yeah, he saw that the city was in shambles, and it was. And you know, by blowing it up before he gets there, you know, you essentially make sure that you get to finish the plan. It just seems silly to have this, oh, nope, we have a trigger, but we're not going to use it unless somebody tries to escape, or, you know, we're going to just let the timer tick down to zero. It seemed dumb.
It was to make a point. Like, they wanted to,
they couldn't have made the point, you know, a month less.
No, cause they were still doing stuff.
Like, they weren't doing anything.
They were still executing the rich. They were still sending the rich to trial. They were still invoking fear through the people.
Ah, they could have done all that shit weeks before that. It seemed we're going to break his back, but we have to make sure that he can be healthy again to come back and stop it. Like,
that might have been
whatever we have to do to stretch this shit out to make sure that, you know, Batman can come back and save the day. And I guess another thing I didn't like is the fact that this Bat Zeppelin or whatever it was.
The Bat?
Yeah. Looked like it went about 6 miles an hour. Like, when he's trying to carry this bomb away, when all of a sudden the autopilot's now been fixed.
6 months ago.
Well, yeah. Right. It had been fixed 6 months ago. When the fuck does Batman jump out of that thing? I can live with not knowing that.
I don't like that there were extra shots of him where he appears
to
be.
He's still in it. Yeah.
After the buildings blew up,
mm-hmm.
and the bat came through,
yeah.
That's a perfect opportunity to get out of there.
Yes.
The shot, there were two shots of him in the bat. That's the only thing I didn't like about the ending.
Yeah.
Is that there are two shots of him in the bat.
Right.
So, that I didn't like.
I didn't care for that. And again,
if you wouldn't put a shot after the after it comes through the explosions.
Yeah.
If you don't have another shot in the bat.
They established him in there.
Yeah.
And at that point, we're talking, you know, he literally had seconds left to get 6 miles away from this thing. And the bat looked like it was going at 6 miles an hour. So there was, even if he got out of it, he's still going to get vaporized.
Yeah.
But I thought that was kind of bullshit.
But again, it's a comic book movie.
Yeah, like, I know. But like you're saying, they just really went over the top to trick you. He's still in there, which is bullshit.
I didn't like the shot.
Don't do that.
Because like I said, I'm not saying the movie's flawless. Yeah. I'm not a Christopher Nolan fanboy. I could give a fuck about The Prestige or Inception. Like, I didn't like those movies. So it's not like Christopher Nolan can do no wrong.
Sure.
But I accept it's a comic book movie. I have to suspend disbelief. But there is stuff I didn't like about it.
You can suspend disbelief, but when motherfuckers lying to you, that's not disbelief.
No, that was rough. That was, because it wasn't even, it was twice.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me.
It's not twice. An oops. It's a, no, yeah. Nope, heck, nope, we're really going to kill him.
So that bothered me.
Yeah, I think that bothered a lot of people. There were some folks that I saw the movie with that were like, wait, what the fuck?
But those are pretty much my only three major complaints. How do you get to Gotham? All right, I'll suspend disbelief. How does back heal? All right, I'll suspend disbelief. why'd you show two shots of him? And that's more of a filmmaking thing and not a suspend disbelief thing. But those are my problems.
Like, I'm not trying to create, you know, problems just so I can be cool and say, oh, I didn't like Batman. And it's now like the snake has eaten itself, where, like, you know, people loved the first, like, Batman Begins and even Dark Knight, because it was, oh, these are not your typical comic book movies. They're so good. And then, like, the hipsters have kind of turned, and now it's cool to like Batman, so they don't like Batman anymore, and you have to shit on it just because it's, now you're counterculture by saying that this movie was terrible.
It's just so nitpicky. Like, all the complaints are so nitpicky that you don't see other movies, especially comic book movies, picked apart like this. Like, where it's just, like, this website we didn't mention by name earlier, they don't, you know, they haven't taken another movie and done this 15 things that bothered
them. You know, there was I did see, and I go to that site relatively often, but there was, I can't remember if it was that one or if it was a different one, that had, like, in related articles in something I was reading about Batman, like, a bunch of things that were wrong with the Avengers that seemed sort of nitpicky, but I didn't want to read that because, I don't know, I just didn't want that movie nitpicked.
I don't know what people were expecting. I really don't.
What I was expecting was, I went in knowing that this was not going to be a lot of fun. You know what I mean? Like, I went into the Avengers, like, I can't wait to see this movie. It's going to be so much fun. I love all these guys.
They're different.
Yeah. They were totally different movies.
And I mean,
I know.
How I summed it up talking to somebody was, the Avengers was about finally. Dark Knight Rises was about finality.
Finally, yeah.
Finality. So it's like, yeah, one's going to be fun because finally we're here. And the other one's like, oh, we're here. It's over. So, yeah, there's going to be that stark contrast. But I expected it to be dark.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was necessarily darker than any of the other movies.
Anne Hathaway lightened it up a lot.
I thought she was great.
She was fantastic. I'm not even...
I thought she was maybe... I mean, her and Michael Caine, I thought, were by far the best parts of that movie.
Michael Caine, well, I think they're the second and third best parts of that movie.
Well, now, really?
I honestly, not joking, I liked Hardy's Bane better than Ledger's Joker.
What did he do?
The swagger he brought to Bane... The fucking arrogance, the confidence, the fucking fighting at the end when he's punching, like, how fast he's punching. He was a fucking threat. Like, he was just this imposing.
He's a big physical dude, yeah. But, I mean, in terms of a performance. And
I thought, his eyes, everything he did was with his eyes.
Because he had to.
And I thought he nailed it. Like, it'd be so easy to mail in that kind of part.
He did okay. But, I mean, I don't think that performance would make you a star. I don't think so. To me, there just wasn't enough there. I mean, Ledger did a lot with the
Ledger
Joker.
Ledger did
a lot,
but he had a lot more room to do something with.
Well, yeah, like, by virtue of the character.
Yes,
I know.
Yes.
And I'm not faulting Tom Hardy. I'm just saying with what he could do, he did well. But I don't think that you could say that, oh, this is clearly proves that he's amazing. No, I mean, Bronson showed that he was amazing. That was a much
Everything he's done.
Yeah, but what amazing. I'm saying is the other things he's done, that's what makes him stand out. This was just like, yeah, okay, that was all right.
I loved it. Like, the swagger and arrogance he brought, like, he was better than Batman, and he knew it. Like, everything was working for him, and he knew it. Like, just the no fear, the fucking everything he wanted to do, he knew he would do. And that's frightening. And when you're facing that kind of confidence, that's terrifying.
Were you disappointed at all with the way they dealt with him?
No.
No?
No. What do you mean? Like, how he died?
Yeah.
No. I don't... People complain about that, too. Thought it was unceremonious.
Well, like...
What the fuck?
It kind of was.
He got shot to shit. What the fuck do you want?
Well, yeah, but it just seemed like it was...
Batman already tried to beat the fuck out of him.
And he kind of did.
And then Talia fixed him. So, like, you got to do it again? How fucking hard do you have to beat him?
Well,
to fucking destroy this guy.
What I'm saying,
blow him away with a cannon.
It just couldn't, like, obviously in that setting, you know, if she'd have showed up with the motorcycle and not shot him with the cannon, then he'd have been like, wait, what the fuck? Like, why didn't you just do that?
I thought it was fine.
I don't
know. It's
fucking
war. Not everybody gets a ceremonious fucking
I understand,
departure in war.
But as someone, like,
Heath Ledger was left hanging from a goddamn building.
Yes.
You want to talk about unceremoniously disrupt? Like,
well, he died after the movie. You never know what they would have done with him
in
this movie.
But in The Dark Knight, Did you feel we got enough closure with the Joker?
No.
He just left hanging there.
But I would have loved to have seen them do something with that character in this one, but they couldn't. That, I can't fault anybody on.
But you feel that you needed more closure on Bane?
On, I mean, no. You got then, closure on Bane.
Exactly.
I just thought it was, you know, you put so much into him. It was just, I mean, not, it was that easy to kill him. Just shoot him with something big.
It's a fucking cannon.
Yeah.
It's that easy to kill anybody with a fucking cannon.
I know.
She just blew up a fucking tunnel with
yes.
the same gun.
She blew up tanks. I understand. But it was just, it just
they
seemed
tried
like,
to beat him by hand and they couldn't.
No, he did. Batman did. But I think if they could have like.
For him. He's on the ground with a fucking shotgun to his face.
If they'd have teamed up and the both of them would have kicked his ass or something, I thought that would have been all right.
Like Anne Hathaway could do it. The fucking dude is pumped with morphine. He doesn't feel a thing until you fucking undo that shit.
Yeah, and they could have done something differently. I just didn't like the way that it was like, yeah, okay, Bane, we don't need you anymore, so we're going to kill you in a second, which is exactly what they did.
He obviously impacted the movie for me way more than he did you, because I thought he was fucking fantastic. And I'm okay with how he got... I don't understand the complaint there. Like, he got shot to shit.
The complaint is, it's a character that people liked. I mean...
His purpose, and he died.
I will make the...
Fucking were you upset that Matthew Modine, how he went out?
No, you knew he was going to die, and you knew exactly how it was going to happen.
He fucking Bane.
Like, he wasn't a supervillain. He was a cop that was wearing his dress blues, like, shoot at me. I mean, Bane was the supervillain in the movie, and he was dispatched in a second.
By a giant cannon.
Yeah, by a giant cannon. But, you know, well, then why the fuck didn't Batman just fly in the bat and shoot him with a giant
Batman
cannon?
Batman doesn't shoot people. He's against guns.
He's against guns, but he was not going to kill Bane. At no point, you know, you think he'd just let him go?
He didn't go for the kill when he had him defeated.
He was going to, but then he got stabbed.
He wasn't going for the kill. He was trying to find out who had the thing.
Yeah, and then he would have killed him. He'd have killed him. He'd killed that son of a bitch.
He maybe wouldn't have saved him if somebody tried to shoot him with a cannon.
Well, yeah, he clearly didn't do that. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of a bitch way to go out. You didn't think so, which is fine. You know,
I thought Tom Hardy was fantastic. I really did like his Bane. I know it may be me being biased. I liked his Bane more than Joker, just for the scale of what he was doing. Like Joker just wanted to disrupt things. Hardy wanted to burn the shit to the ground. Like, he wanted to destroy everything.
Bane, well, now we're getting into motivations, not necessarily, like, you know, it wasn't...
I think of the two, I think Bane is far more frightening.
Okay, then you like the character more. It doesn't have anything to do with actor portrayal, because Heath Ledger didn't write his part, and neither did Tom Hardy. They didn't develop their characters.
I liked Hardy's performance as Bane better than Ledger's as Joker.
And you're allowed to... You can have that opinion... I think you're probably in the minority.
Oh, I'm definitely in the minority.
I don't think we're going to see Tom Hardy nominated for an Oscar for this movie,
no.
Let alone win. So, yeah, he wasn't bad. I think that's the way I look at this movie. Like, it wasn't bad. Was it about what I expected? Yeah. Did it wrap up the trilogy well enough? Yeah, I think it did.
I said earlier, it's the most comic booky of the three. When I go to see Batman, I want to see a comic book movie. The Dark Knight really didn't feel like a comic book movie. This one did 100%, and that's why people are bitching. Batman Begins did, you know, and those are my two favorite. Like, I would put The Dark Knight third behind them, but it was just, I wanted a big, lots at stake Batman movie, and that's what we got.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I do think that maybe some people just either wanted to hate it just to be different, or had such ridiculously high expectations that, you know, they were kind of bound to be let down anyway. But, you know, let's just like let's give it a letter grade, because I don't know, like, that's what people do when they review movies.
I say A-.
A-. I'll give it like a B.
Because the stuff I like, or the stuff I dislike, didn't ruin it.
Sure. Okay, so if this was your least favorite, what do you give the other ones?
Begins is probably... They're both probably
A's? A plus? You didn't leave yourself a lot of room there, Russian judge.
Begins is an A.
Okay.
Oh,
this was your second favorite.
No, it's my least. It's my most favorite. I think Begins is probably the overall better. Well, I don't think it's the overall better movie of the three, but it's my favorite.
Just give me yours, yeah. All three of them, because you're confusing the fuck out of me.
Because I got confused myself. I'd say Dark Knight Rises, A-.
Okay.
The other two might be A's. Like, the other two just might be A's. I don't have as many problems with the other two, like, from a storytelling standpoint that I do this one.
All right, fine. I'm going to go, I think I liked Dark Knight the best. I'll give that one an A-. I will give Begins a B+, and this one a B. Sounds good. They're decent movies. I mean, it's not a waste of your money, and hopefully it wasn't a waste of your time listening to us prattle on about this movie for about 30 some minutes, give or take.
Yeah, but I mean, realistically though, really though, Anne Hathaway and Michael Caine and Hardy, I thought were all nailed. They nailed it.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. I'll give you
Michael
that one.
Caine. I wanted to cry every time he was on the screen.
Yeah, he did.
Tom Hardy nailed it. And Anne Hathaway brought a lot. Like, she brought a lot to the story. So.
Yeah, I'm glad they cast her. She wasn't a throwaway character. I think everybody.
So overall on the trilogy, A-.
It's over.
Yeah.
That's about all I'll say about it. Like, it,
but
I mean,
what's your overall grade?
I don't know. I guess I'm probably A-. I guess that's good. Like,
it's got to be the best modern trilogy. If I mean, it's really only a competition is Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Jesus. Don't get me started there.
No, but I mean, when you're talking modern trilogies, it's those two.
Well.
What else is even in the discussion? Post-Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, well, it's those two as far as modern trilogies.
Yeah, but you got movies that, you know, like, maybe if we stuck with just trilogies, that might be hard. But if you went to sagas, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. Because, I mean, even Godfather took a shit for the third one.
Yeah, but the first two movies, how the fuck would you know?
Just you lying like sack I've heard of about shit. It enough.
Yeah,
like
the third one wasn't great, but I've the first two Godfather movies are by far better than any of that Batman shit.
Like Spider-Man 3 took a shit, X-Men yeah. 3 took a shit. Like usually by that third one, I mean Iron Man kind of took a
shit,
you know, like a wet dump in the second one. Like I wouldn't call it a total shit, but it's going to take a lot from 3 to pick it up, but overall, it's up there. It and Lord of the Rings, I really don't see any other competition.
Yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, I would say it's tough. Maybe that's a list we'll do one of these days down the road, like trilogies. I don't think we can limit it to 3, though, because a lot of movies, like, just...
Like Police Academy?
Oh, yeah, they just keep coming out with those, and you know, you think you got something good, like Superman. You know, the first 3 Supermans were not bad, but then they... Oh, Jesus Christ. 4. Yeah.
But all right, that's our Batman talk. I think we covered it.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say before we cut it out?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. So that's our bonus episode, Movies On Up.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Maybe we'll do this again. Maybe not about Batman. Probably.
Yeah,
like
probably not
movie.
About. We probably won't do another one about Dark Knight Rises.
No, I don't think so. But thanks anyway. Make sure if you haven't already listened to our regular episode for this week, listen to that. It'll be mostly Batman free. If you have listened to it already, please tell a friend.
Yeah. Yeah. And get at us on Twitter, Movies On Up, Facebook, Movies On Up, Gmail, Movies On Up.
Movies On Up, Movies On Up, Movies On Up.
Yep. Keep it up.